I'm your host, Jim O'Neill, a technology evangelist in the Boston area, and today we're going to take a look at the Windows Azure Marketplace, a part of the Windows Azure ecosystem that's a bit different from the topics we've touched on before. The Windows Azure Marketplace is a great example of Microsoft walking the walk with its cloud architecture. The Marketplace, self-described as the one-stop shop for premium data and applications, is a storefront for software-as-a-service applications on Windows Azure, as well as curated data sets from data providers such as UNESCO and Dun & Bradstreet, as well as a number of open data sets from the U.S. and foreign governments. Via the Marketplace, you can select applications or data sets to complement solutions you're building yourself, perhaps in Windows Azure, but also for on-premises use or mobile devices. And since these apps and data sets are hosted on Azure, you'll get the high level of availability and scalability inherent in the platform. Additionally, the Marketplace consolidates the billing for all of the services and data sets you do use, so you don't have to manage individual accounts with each of the providers. Let's take a quick tour. Here I am at the homepage of the Windows Azure Marketplace, and I've already associated my Microsoft account or Live ID. That's a simple step that just involves agreeing to the terms of use. Now let's start with the application side of the house. Say you'd like to use a CRM or other service for your business, but you don't want to manage it on premises. That's where Software as a Service comes in, and the Applications option that you see here exposes a number of providers hosting on the Windows Azure platform. As you can see on the left, the offerings are categorized by price and industry and category and publisher. And since this is a demo, and I'm actually a little cheap, we're going to go ahead and go with a free offering. So let me pick the free offering here, and we see that we have 10 different results. I'm going to slide down here towards the bottom and pick something called Atlas Media Analytics and Planning. I'm not too familiar with this offering, but essentially it enables some customization of analytics around Microsoft's Atlas ad server. So whenever you pick a service, what you're going to get is essentially an overview of what that service provides you. Over on the right here, you'll see the terms of the subscription. In this case, it's a free subscription, but other ones that charge might have different tiers of service that they provide you at different costs. I'm going to sign up for this particular service. And when I sign up for that service, I'm going to essentially have to agree to their terms and privacy policy and that sort of thing from that individual publisher, essentially the end user license agreement for Atlas Plus Media Analytics. Presuming I've read that, and of course you're going to read that yourself, I can sign up. And once I sign up, I will then see a sort of a thank you and a landing page that basically says this is a subscription that you currently have underneath your Windows Marketplace account, Windows Azure Marketplace account, and I can go ahead and leverage that subscription. Now, depending on the type of service that's provided, I might be pushed into a different experience. I might be pushed into a different portal that's owned by that particular provider. So when I hit the Use It link at the bottom, the experience is going to differ depending on the particular provider and the particular service that's being leveraged here. And as this comes up on my screen, you'll probably see shortly here that I'm going to actually be asked for a specific login to this Atlas Plus Media Analytics and Planning service. And when I provide that login capability, I'm essentially setting up a profile with that particular provider. It's running a little bit slow here, so I'm just going to go ahead and move on. But basically, I'm getting to the vendor's experience for that particular service. Now that I'm a subscriber of that service as well, I could go into the My Account section. And this account section is going to show me all of the applications that I'm subscribed to. The one we just subscribed to here, Atlas Plus, as well as a lot of the data sets. We're going to look at the data sets in just a moment, but I've already subscribed to a few of the data sets. I get access to essentially my account key as well. So this account key is what I would use to access primarily the data sets, but it might also be used for accessing some of the applications as well that you subscribe to via the Marketplace. I also have access through the small link here called Billing History. This brings me into my billing relationship with Microsoft. And as I mentioned before, when you build a Windows Azure Marketplace account, all of the services that I pick and choose from the Marketplace will be consolidated into a single bill that I'll get essentially at the end of the month. So if I want to see how many transactions I used against a data set or how often I used a particular application, that'll all be part of the billing history. Now, the piece of the Marketplace that really excites me the most, actually, is the access to all of these curated data sets. I mentioned some of them before, but there's other publishers like Zillow and Stats LLC for some sports statistics, as well as things like worldwide historical weather information and those types of things. Really, really powerful and large curated data sets that you can start bringing into your own applications and make some interesting, essentially, mashup-type applications. What I'm going to do next is let's pick a data set out of the list here. And just like the applications, they're organized by price and category and publisher. I'm going to go into the government section here, and there's a number of Bureau of Labor Statistics data sets that are out there. These are all free, and one of the interesting ones that I'm going to pick here is Occupational Employment Statistics. So like the subscription to a service, I'm going to subscribe to a data set, and some of the data sets are free, like this one. Others have a certain charge, and the charge is typically by how many transactions per month, how many times did you access that data set. In this case, we're just going to sign up for the free option. And again, I'm going to have to subscribe to their terms of the offer and the privacy policy and so on. And just like with the service, I'm going to get a landing page that says thank you for your order, your subscription. This subscription is now part of my Windows Azure Marketplace account. And from this page, I actually have a little bit of power in terms of exploring that particular data set. So what I'm going to do is click the Explore This Data Set link. And what this does is bring up a landing page. Each service will look very similar to this. And what it's actually done is it's gone out and issued a query for the data. And in this particular case, you can see that the query is listed right here. This is an HTTPS request. So essentially, all of the data access is through a REST-based HTTP request response cycle. And all the data that's coming back is in something called Open Data Protocol. Open Data Protocol is an open protocol that's being currently submitted to the OASIS standards body for standardization. And what that means to you as a developer is that you can issue an HTTP request, get back either JSON or XML data, and then use that information as part of your application. And since HTTP and JSON and XML is pretty much ubiquitous, that means you can build applications from any type of architecture or any type of framework. But sticking just in the data into the website here, what I can actually do is do a little bit of perusal of the data as well. You can see that I can filter some of the data here. This is all essentially the data fields from this particular data set. There's a lot of rows. There's almost 350,000 rows. Let's say, for instance, though, I wanted to kind of see where I might want to live in terms of making the most money in my current profession. So let's take a quick excursion here, and what I'm going to do is do a little bit of filtering. So I have to know the data set a little bit to know what values to essentially to filter on, but I'm going to filter on the occupational title of computer programming. We'll filter that, and that's going to cut down the number of rows considerably, a little bit more than I expected. So let's see here if I it's computer programmers, so that's key, knowing your data set. So let's change that to computer programmers. That's a little bit better. Now I have 866 rows. And I'm also going to filter the area type. So this is another categorization that you would need to know about the specific data set. And this particular data type here is metropolitan statistical area. So that's basically all the metropolitan areas in the U.S. So that filters it down even a little bit further here as it completes. So I've got 312 rows. And now I can take a look and see essentially what the annual salary of someone in the computer programming industry might be in, let's say, Abilene, Texas, I think is the first one up here. So I have a lot of power here to explore the data set. And every time I filter the data set, you'll notice the URL changes. So if I actually wanted to pull this specific slice of the data into my application, I would know what URL to use. Now I can do a little bit of filtering here, but what's kind of cool here is I can switch right over into Excel by hitting the Power Pivot link there. And what it will do is launch Excel, and it will download this data set to Excel. Now it's going to prompt me here, or it should, for my account key. So this is the account key for the Windows Azure Data Marketplace, so I'm going to paste that in here real quick. And it's retrieving data right now. So there are all the data rows that essentially I was seeing in the website. But now that I'm in Excel, I can do a lot more interesting things here. I can do sorts, and I can do additional filters. I can do graphing and that type of thing. So here I can just do a simple sort. So let's sort from largest to smallest. And based on this information, it looks like Rochester, Minnesota is where I really need to be if I want to make a lot of money as a computer programmer. So you get the idea of essentially how you can use this data to your own advantage in terms of matching up with your own applications and that type of thing, overlaying this on a map or something along those lines as well. Now what's also interesting here is that I can actually use this same URL in the context of a Visual Studio application. So the underlying technology again is OData or WCF Data Services. So with this URL, or more specifically what we call the root URL that I've highlighted here, I can take the URL and create essentially a service reference inside of my web form or my Windows form or my Windows 8 application inside of Visual Studio, paste that in for a service reference, and it will automatically generate the proxies and the ancillary classes that I need to address this data set through essentially a structured programming method via C# or VB inside of that environment. So very, very powerful, and I can sort of essentially take this data into my own application and do whatever it is I want with it in terms of mashing it up with my own stuff or displaying it through a lot of different visualization techniques that you might use with ASP.NET or Windows 8 applications. So very, very cool in that regard. So the other piece here of the Windows Azure Marketplace that I want to touch on is this Publish tab. So everything that I've talked about so far looks at the Windows Azure Marketplace from the consumer perspective. So you're going in to get a data set, or you're going in to take advantage of a software as a service offering that someone else has built for you. What if you've got some interesting data that you want to share with the world, or you've got a software as a service application that you would like to essentially market and have this be your storefront? How might you do that? Well, you can set up a publish relationship with the Windows Azure Marketplace as well. And in order to do that, you hit the Publish tab. And there's a getting started process here that brings you to a completely different portal. So once this comes up, I'll be asked actually to log in again. I'm already automatically authenticated here, but typically I would be logging in again with my live ID. And here's where I might set up the offerings that I, as a publisher of information, would want to expose on the Windows Azure Marketplace. So you can see I can add data sets, or I can add application services. So in this case, I set up a draft data set offering. I'm not going to go through the process, but you'll get an idea of what you need to do to set this up. You essentially have to name the data source, who are the contacts for this particular data source, what are the details that you want to expose as essentially the data source on the marketplace, what categories does it fit under, and those types of things, descriptions. How are you going to charge for it? What are the terms of the subscription? And then finally, what you'll do is you'll take all that information and you'll submit it for review to the Windows Azure Marketplace folks. And they'll go through it, they'll vet the data and so on, and probably there'll be some back and forth because there is a relationship that you're embarking on with Microsoft that's a little bit deeper than just a consumer relationship. So there's things like publisher agreements, taxation profiles, and that sort of thing. So once all that gets worked out and you finally publish, then you will see your application on the marketplace as well on that main page that we can get back to right here. And you will then be listed as one of the applications or data sets that's available there. So again, the Windows Azure Marketplace team is there to support you to do that publication process. So definitely leverage them. And speaking of support, that's probably a good segue to get back to the slides and just say a few parting words about the Windows Azure Marketplace. Frequent viewers will recognize my list of handy links here, and usually I mention how the 90-day free trial is the best way to try out the technology I just covered. Well, that's not really the case today. Windows Azure drives the operation of the Marketplace, but you don't actually need a Windows Azure account to try it out, as I demonstrated a little bit earlier. That 90-day trial, though, is still a pretty good deal, so give it a whirl anyway on my account. Now, I did provide a few links below for further and deeper info, but really the best way to learn about the marketplace is to, quote, Windows shop. Log in and see what's there and see how you might incorporate it into your efforts. Explore the data sets, explore the various software as a service offerings, and figure out where it might fit into what you're working on. Well, that's a wrap for this session on the Windows Azure Marketplace. Thanks for joining me, and be sure to look out for the next episode where we'll dive into Windows Azure Media Services.